Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So happy to have you with us today and hope you are doing well wherever you might be. Got a lot going on today, people, and the big question, will more classified documents be found somewhere in the Biden household? Late yesterday, got word that, yes, even more classified documents were discovered inside Joe Biden's garage next to his Corvette. And so the question on many people's minds this morning, why hasn't the FBI implemented raids on all of the Biden homes? His personal home, the vacation home, the White House? And exactly how many classified documents are out there? And to what extent have the Chinese been able to use those documents? We know for a fact now that the Chinese government was giving upwards of $54 million to the University of Pennsylvania. Much of that money was going to fund Joe Biden's fake institute at the university. And I say fake because when you look at the interviews that were done at this facility, which is supposed to be a working institute, just take a look around in the background. There's not a single painting on the wall. The walls are white. There's no materials on the desks, no phones, nothing. It's almost as if the whole thing is a charade. So something's going on there, and we've got to get to the bottom of it. We know that the Republicans in the House are going to be raising a lot of hullabaloo over this, but this is messed up. And President Trump is right to point out that there's something going on here, that something very dangerous is going on. And he also points out another very interesting, an interesting observation, that there is a significant difference between what happened with President Trump and what happened with Joe Biden. Keep in mind, the FBI with the guns drawn, pre-dawn raid at Mar-a-Lago. And yet they have not raided the homes of Joe Biden. They haven't been rummaging around in the private bedrooms of Melania Trump or rather Jill Biden and Hunter Biden. They certainly did that to Melania Trump. They did that to Barron Trump, the teenage son of the former president. So Trump is right to point out not only the hypocrisy, but also the double standard. But the mainstream media is saying, well, you really can't compare the two. And you know what? They're right. But they're right for the wrong reason. Because the reason why you can't compare the two is that as president of the United States, Donald Trump had every right to declare, to declassify these classified documents. Had every right under the Presidential Records Act. But Joe Biden, as vice president of these great United States, did not have the right. So unless Barack Hussein Obama is calling a press conference this afternoon and saying, hey, folks, I actually declassified all this information that Joe Biden kept in his garage next to the Corvette, then Joe Biden has broken the law. Now, I want to throw out a theory, an idea, if you don't mind, because I suspect there's something else going on here. We know for a fact, because of all the documentation, that all of this information was actually discovered just before the midterm elections. All right, so I want us to back up for just a moment, and we've got to understand what was happening leading up to the midterm elections. At that point, Joe Biden was plummeting in the ratings. He was being told to stay away from lawmakers out on the campaign trail. The Democrats were bracing for what, quite frankly, was going to be a bloodbath. Remember, this is all before the midterm elections. The Democrats were thinking at the time they were going to lose by massive numbers. It was going to be a complete wipeout, a political tsunami. And they were looking for somebody to blame. We know that the Democrats see the same things we see. We know that Joe Biden has no idea he's even president of the United States. We know that Joe Biden can't even put together a single sentence that makes any sense. We get that, and they get it too. And they're very concerned. There had been some talk that the Democrats were looking for a way, looking for an opportunity to push Biden out of the White House if necessary. So here we go. I want you to think about this now. So here we are at the midterm elections. The Democrats, in their minds, believe they are going to lose in a bloodbath, and they're looking for somebody to blame. And just days before the election, they get word that Biden has all of these documents hidden in his institute. That information was never made public, but it was known on Capitol Hill by the Democrats. But nobody said anything about it. And why do you think that is? Well, maybe, just maybe, and I want you to think about this, maybe, just maybe, this is an effort to remove Joe Biden from the White House. Maybe, just maybe, this is the smoking gun the Democrats were planning to use all along. But then guess what happens? Well, the Democrats don't lose in a bloodbath, so everybody shuts up. And everybody hopes, just hopes, that things are going to go along. But then Joe Biden comes back out, and he's energized, and he's enthused by the midterm report. And he decides, you know what, I'm going to run again in 2024. And do not be surprised if you see lawmakers start positing this theory that ultimately this is an effort by the Democrats to get rid of one of their own. This is the deep state trying to take out Joe Biden by releasing all of this intel. But at the end of the day, do not believe what the mainstream media is telling you, ladies and gentlemen, because this is nothing like Donald Trump. Donald Trump had every right under the Presidential Records Act to declassify what he wanted to declassify. Joe Biden did not. Joe Biden is in violation of the law. And it doesn't matter when they found him. It doesn't matter who found him. It could have been the maid. It could have been Joe Biden himself. But the mere fact that these documents were in his possession is a federal crime. And the question for you, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to see Joe Biden prosecuted over this? More importantly, I want to know what the Chinese got. What do they know that we don't know? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we've got a lot of great guests coming up. Our good friend Congressman Scott Perry is going to be here from the House Freedom Caucus. Also, Congressman Thomas Massie from the Commonwealth of Kentucky is going to drop by. He is going to be talking about the new select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government. So we'll be taking your calls. ToddStearns.com is our website. We'll be right back, America. The Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they don't have a clue how to fix it, folks. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you're vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, it's physical, and it's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can fit in a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-649-0304 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's 866-649-0304 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
President acknowledged yesterday that he had been briefed that those documents have been found. When was he briefed that those documents have been found?
So let me just lay this down a little bit, because it's some just for folks who happen to not be following this. Look, the president addressed this issue yesterday. He addressed it on in Mexico City on a world stage in front of many of you at a press conference with two of our closest neighbors, as you all know. And he said he takes classified documents and information seriously. He was surprised to learn any records had been found there. He doesn't know what was in them. He said this, just repeating what the president has said. As soon as his lawyers realized these documents were there, they did the right thing and immediately turned them over to the archives. As he said, his team is cooperating fully with the review. And we also released a statement from the White House counsel's office, as you know, on Monday, which had information, detailed information about the particular situation. As my colleagues in the council have stated and said to all of you yesterday, this is an ongoing process under the review of the Department of Justice. So we are going to be limited on what we can say here.
All right. That was KJP at the White House podium yesterday. And man, she was taking fire from the reporters, and ultimately she had no words of her own. Everything you heard her say actually came from the briefing book. Have you noticed that? She never can answer a question. Everything is written down for her. She's got no thinking parts upstairs. KJP also got pretty testy with a reporter, cut number two.
I want to be prudent here. I want to make sure that we do this in the appropriate way.
We're going to ask them, because that's our job.
I understand, and my job is to answer your questions. So here we go. Let's go.
We asked this is because on like day two of this administration, when he swore all of you in, the president said, quote, I'm going to make mistakes. When I make them, I'll acknowledge them, and I'll tell you, and I'll need your help to help me correct them. So you're the one here.
Yeah,
talking to us about this. That's why we're asking you. So let's just remember that.
We don't need to have this. We work very well together.
We don't need
to have this kind of confrontation. Ask your question and I will answer them the best that I can.
Part of the reason we're laying that out is because you're laying out your part of the job. We're laying out our part of the job.
I know, but I'm just saying that we don't need to have contention. We don't need to be contentious with me here, Ed.
The president was asked yesterday but did not answer this part of the question. Why didn't he or someone in the White House inform the American people when these documents were discovered on November 2nd? Did it have anything to do, because people are asking this part of it, did it have anything to do with the fact that the election was just a few days away?
Again, Ed, this is under review by the Department of Justice. It is literally under review right now. As I am talking to you, it is under review. So I'm not going to get beyond the process. I'm not going to get beyond what the president said.
So there are a couple of theories that are being played out here. And one of them I already shared with you. The other is really not so much a theory, but a question is who knew about this? And we have to imagine the White House knew that those documents had been found and they sat on that information. We need to know who else knew because just think about this. Everyone thought it was going to be a landslide victory for Republicans in the midterms. It was not. But if information had come out that they had found these classified documents in Joe Biden's garage next to the Corvette, do you think just maybe, that might have been enough to give the Republicans the massive victory they were expecting on Election Day? Well, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Rebecca in Maine, listening to us on WLOB. Rebecca, what say you?
Well, first of all, I heard you this morning on WLOB, Mr. Starnes. Thank you so much. And we really appreciate when you have conversations with our people up here.
Well, we had a great visit with Ray Richardson, the great morning show host at WLOB, and we do that on occasion with a lot of our affiliates around the country, and it's always fun. Ray's a lot of fun, great guy, incredible broadcaster, and you guys are really blessed to have him up there in the state of Maine.
Yes, sir, we surely know that. My comment is actually kind of twofold. One, those documents that they found, at a point in my life, I was what was called a FSO, a facility security officer. Whenever a document is taken out somebody has to sign for that. And it's not like they don't know what the level is on those documents. They're stamped. They have been, identified as to what level of security they're on. So those being there casually, well, that's not a real thing. I don't care what people in the media are talking about. The other thing is that great book, Animal Farm. Some pigs are created more equal than others. Right now, we're experiencing that. Donald Trump was treated like a second-class citizen. He was harmed in ways that people will never, ever admit. And Joe Biden is not even going to be a glimmer in the FBI's eye.
Not at all, Rebecca. And the same way with Bill and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, you go down the list, you're absolutely right. There's one set of rules governing the ruling class and another set for the rest of us. And we saw that when the FBI was dispatched to shut up any parents who had a problem with boys in the girls' locker rooms.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Rebecca, it's a great thought, great comment. You are a great American. Give us a holler back and tell Ray we said hello.
I will definitely will. Thank you, sir.
All right, 844-747-8868. And, again, Rebecca raises a very important point here, is that there really is a different set of rules governing the ruling class, people like Joe Biden, people like Barack Hussein Obama, who was the first modern president to weaponize the federal government. And he did that by weaponizing the Internal Revenue Service to go after the Tea Party groups back in the day. But they didn't stop with the Tea Party groups. Then they went after anybody who objected to same-sex marriage. As a matter of fact, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association was audited for the first time in the history of their organization. They were audited by Barack Obama. And why were they audited? Well, specifically because they took out a series of advertisements protesting same-sex marriage in the state of North Carolina. Yours truly, during the Obama years, I was audited three times. Never in my life was I audited until Obama came along, and then three times during his administration. Yours truly, when I was at Fox News Channel, faced an audit. These are very bad, evil people. Evil people. Let's go to Ken in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hi, Ken. What's on your mind?
Hey, so I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to talk briefly about the spillage. There's definitely a political aspect to the spillage. But the other question we have to ask is, if they knew on November 2nd that there was a spillage and it took them this long to go look in his garage in Delaware, then the question is for 30, 60 days now, we've had stuff sitting in his garage that was predictably there that wasn't protected.
It doesn't make any sense, does it, Ken?
No, it puts our country at risk. And the most responsible thing they could have done is the moment they realized there was spillage, they needed to be taking corrective actions to make sure there wasn't greater exposure.
Exactly. And again, going back to they announced this or made this public on, or they knew about it on November the 2nd. I'm wondering how long it took them to find out that there were other documents in other houses owned by Joe Biden.
Agreed. The other thing I find a little bit concerning is all along when they're talking about Donald Trump, it seems as if we had some idea of the scope and nature of the documents that he had and where he had them stored. What to me is the most disturbing thing someone can say is, I didn't know I had them. I didn't know what they were. I didn't know how many they were. Oh, and I didn't even know how many locations had classified documents.
Ken, those are great concerns and great questions. We have to hope that the Attorney General is going to step up to the plate here and do his job, which is to appoint a special counsel to investigate all of this. I appreciate your call. Folks, what does the government need to do here? What do the investigators need to do? Do they need to go after Joe Biden? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Also want to direct you to our website today, toddstearns.com. Getting ready for our big trip to Israel. That's coming up in November of 2023. And we would love for you to join us. We're going to be taking 100 of our great listeners. You can get more information by going right now to toddstearns.com and click on the Stand with Israel tab. You'll see it at the very top of the page. Stick around, everybody. We've got more coming, including Congressman Scott Perry, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. I've noticed when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. I'm happy to have you with us. Oh, this is getting pretty juicy here. So we're working on efforting this audio. But it turns out that Peter Ducey and Joe Biden are going at it over the Corvette. Now, Steve in, on the talk station is listening to us in North Carolina. And I want to go to Steve because you raise a very interesting point about this. Because, Steve, the president says, well, my garage door is always locked. So it's not like these documents were out on the street. But you, sir, have a very interesting question to raise.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call, Todd. My question would be, since Hunter Biden is a member of the family, if he had access to the garage, and the subject matter of those documents, if they would be of interest to Hunter's business dealings?
That, sir, is the question of the day. Exactly what did Hunter do with those documents if, in fact, he had access to them? And what were the Chinese up to, Steve? That's my big question. The Chinese sending millions, tens of millions of dollars to the University of Pennsylvania. And you're telling me that's just coincidental that they helped fund this institute?
Exactly. There's too much anecdotal connections there for it to be an accident. This fish is stinking a lot.
It's stinking big time, and you can have a case of Febreze, and that's still going to smell up the room. Steve, appreciate that call. Now, this is the back and forth I was just talking about. It just happened. Let's listen to President Biden and Peter Ducey from Fox News.
Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street. But anyway,
it was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately, as was done, the Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
There's the president acting like a jerk, a butthead, as he's leaving. Hey, how you doing? No. He needs to stick his butt right there behind that podium and answer those questions. The American people deserve to know the answers. And the fact that the president of the United States could not stand up there under direct questioning by a journalist, one Peter Doocy of Fox News, his daddy works at Fox and Friends, and he could not answer the question. That's a problem, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, you're going to hear this phrasing in the media, and you got to watch the drive-by media here, folks, because they love to play with the words. Well, it was just a handful. It wasn't a lot of documents. It was just a smidge. It doesn't matter if it was one document. It doesn't matter if it was a half of a document. If that document is classified, you have no business having your paws on that material. Now, the bigger issue here is that Joe Biden has literally opened himself up to criminal prosecution, and I want to explain why. First of all, understand this. Donald Trump did nothing wrong, and we know that because he hasn't been arrested, he hasn't been charged. They know that the President of the United States, under the Presidential Records Act, is allowed to declassify whatever he wants to declassify, but the VP is not. So Joe Biden, as the former vice president holding on to those documents, is in clear violation of the law. You say, well, Todd, are you just making this up? Are you pulling this out the wazoo? No, I'm not pulling it out the wazoo. 18 U.S. Code, Section 1924. And that covers the unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents or material. Now, I want to read this to you because it's very clear. Whoever, being an officer, employee, contractor, or consultant of the United States, and by virtue of his office, employment, position, or contract, becomes possessed of documents or materials containing classified information of the United States, knowingly removes such documents or materials without authority and with the intent to retain such documents or materials at an unauthorized location, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 5 years. So we're looking at Joe Biden, and we don't know the exact number of the documents found in the garage next to the Corvette, but we do know that he had at least 10 documents, classified documents, in the Penn Biden Center. So you can do the math there and figure out how many years per violation that Joe Biden is now facing in prison. That's why this is a big deal. And it doesn't matter if it's one document or 50 documents. We need to know. And the question is, should Joe Biden face an investigation over these documents? 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phone lines. Chris in North Carolina, what say you?
Hey, well, absolutely he should be charged, Todd, but we all know, listening to you, that that's not going to happen. And, you know, my point of calling was to tell you how exhausted we, the American people, are of hearing everything that happens to the Democrats. They should be held accountable, but they're not held accountable. They're not going to be held accountable. And we're for sure that we've got Kevin McCarthy as our speaker. You remember, this is the man that said Joe Biden had done nothing to be impeached for. But us Republicans are acting like it's a good thing that he was brought into office. That was all a sham last week when they voted on the IRS agents, because we know it's not going to go anywhere. Kevin McCarthy knows that. So my point is, we just need to start telling the truth. We live in an America that's got a double standard. Nothing's going to happen to Joe Biden. And so it's frustrating when we hear every day, you need to call your local representative. You need to log. We have done that, Todd. We have done that, and we have put the people there that should take care of this stuff, but they're not. And that was what I'd like to say.
And Chris, I will say this, and I sympathize with every single thing you just said. But what we need to be doing is voting those Republicans who do not stand their ground, voting them out of office. We're at a point now where you're better off having Democrats in those positions than you are Republicans, because at least the Democrats, you know what you're getting. But
yes,
you're giving your time and money and effort to elect these people, and then they get to Washington and they turn and run tail, tuck tail and run. No, I got a problem with that. And we've got to start holding those people accountable too.
Yes. Yeah. Well, look, I agree, but I believe if the Democrats knew them documents were around, Kevin McCarthy knew too. Because they're all in cahoots, Todd, and we know that. So we need to stop pretending that Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, is not in cahoots with Schumer and Pelosi. They also know what went on in Pelosi's house. But do you hear McCarthy say anything about that?
No, sir. No, sir, you do not.
Do you hear Jordan, which is a very good man? All he'll say is, I don't want Speaker. Well, why don't you stand up and tell us what Kevin McCarthy's right? He won't do it. So how good are these people? Even these folks that are on our side that knows this stuff, but they won't open their mouth because they want to stay on their committees and they want to make millions of dollars a year.
Chris, I made a lot of people very unhappy back when the Republicans controlled everything. This was in the first 2 years of the Trump administration. And
right. And
Paul Ryan did diddly squat. You had all these committees. You had all these committees popping up, and they were doing all these investigations. And we would have these people on the show just about every day. Oh, the information we have is going to turn your hair gray. I mean, it was just the apocalypse was coming. And what happened, Chris? Nothing. Absolutely nothing happened.
Nothing. And we are losing our minds out here. I mean, you know, because when you see that, look at Pennsylvania. How could anybody with half a brain not beat that guy? Something went on there, Todd. Something went on. Something went on in Arizona. And the Republicans, when they took their money out to giving it to the people that said they were conservative, what does that say? So, you know, it's out there. I just don't think this is going to change. I really do not think this is going to change.
I am always a hopeful person, Chris. And the good news is Trey Gowdy's not running the show because that guy, that was a joke, a complete joke. And I know he's got his gig on Fox News now. Good for him. But he did nothing for the American people. As far as Pennsylvania, unfortunately, you had people with half a brain voting for somebody with no brain. So
you're right about that.
All right, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Todd.
Absolutely, Chris. You call anytime. And, folks, that's what we're here for. We're cheaper than therapy. And trust me, it's easy to get frustrated by what people are doing on Capitol Hill. 844-747-8868. Do they need to throw the book at Biden? Would you like to see them throw the book at Biden? Now, the one thing I will tell you is it's going to make it very harder now for the feds to go after Trump. Because they cannot turn a blind eye to what Joe Biden did. Again, with the caveat, Trump did nothing wrong. Your former president is not a crook, and I want you to hear it from me, and we'll keep repeating it over and over and over again. But Trump did nothing wrong. Joe Biden, he's in a world of hurt. The only question now is, will he be held accountable? Got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills, too.
Nah, all treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically, so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The idea that Biden is storing the nation's secrets in the garage next to the Corvette. Unbelievable. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Don in North Carolina. Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Couple quick points. Why haven't we heard from Joe Biden's personal physicians or the Surgeon General about Joe Biden's mental capacity? And if they think he's fit to hold office and they think his cognitive functions are adequate, why haven't they come out and said that? I mean, The man gets lost on the stage. He calls out for people that have been deceased for weeks or months. He doesn't remember whether he's got documents, you know, stored or not stored. I think people need to start concentrating on why we haven't heard anything from the medical community about him. And then my second point.
Well, let me address that first point, that first question, sure. Which is a very important point here. And we've talked about this ad nauseum on this program. Is that Biden is clearly touched in the head. We've had Congressman Ronny Jackson on for a number of times talking right. about his medical, giving his professional medical guidance, and he should know. I mean, he was Obama's doctor and Trump's doctor. So, yes, that is a fair question, and the Democrats just don't want to talk about it, and unfortunately, the media doesn't seem to think it's a problem either.
Well, I'm just flabbergasted that, you know, nobody is starting to raise red flags now that we've got, you know, it's one thing to call out for someone who's deceased, you know, and get turned around on the stage. I guarantee you Trump knew he had files and documents in the basement. Now, he might not have known they were classified, and maybe he did. Trump was a lot sharper than that, and Don Jr. and Eric probably have classified security clearance, I would guess, but we know Hunter Biden doesn't. So he's concerned about his Corvette, but he's not concerned about classified documents.
And that's a great point and a brilliant point. We're going to go back and replay that audio of the question that Peter Ducey asked, because you were right to pick up on that. He seemed more concerned about the car than he did the classified docs.
Yeah, his Corvette is safe and sound, and it's locked in his garage. Well, you know, if somebody steals his Corvette, big deal. If somebody steals two boxes or two filing cabinets full of documents, classified documents, that's probably a little bit more important than a Corvette.
That's it. Don, appreciate that call. Yeah. Let's go back to that presser and the question Peter Ducey asked.
Classified material next to your Corvette, what were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
But anyway. It was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately, as was done, the Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
Wow. I don't think the media is satisfied with that answer. And it does raise a lot of follow up questions, which they were trying to ask. And maybe Ducey could have gotten it. And he'll have the opportunity to trigger KJP a little bit later on today. But the question is, was Biden more concerned about the Corvette or the classified documents? As our caller from North Carolina just asked. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Do you think this could be the issue that drives Biden from office? Because the Democrats are looking for something here. The Democrats do not want Joe Biden to run in 2024. So we'll take those questions and answers a little bit later on in the next hour of the program. Coming up, Congressman Scott Perry is going to be here from the House Freedom Caucus. Also, we're going to hear from Congressman Thomas Massie, who is part of a new select subcommittee. And these guys are the real deal. Massey's going after this weaponization of the federal government, and you're going to want to pay very close attention to that interview coming up. All right, stick around, everybody. Hour two on the way. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Stearns radio program. Very happy to have you with us today. I want to get right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And great to have with us the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus from the 10th Congressional District in Pennsylvania, our good friend, Congressman Scott Perry. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks. Great to be with you, Todd. Awesome opportunity.
Congressman, I'm curious, before we jump into the main topic here, the House Freedom Caucus, how's that going? Are you guys gaining more members this particular election cycle?
Well, look, we've just been through a pretty tough, what we would call a crucible there on the House floor, and that's where you separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. And so every new session, we kind of look at everybody in the face and say, you know, is this what you want to sign up for? And quite honestly, we were focused on what we were doing last week, and now we're going to get into that. So we'll see how it goes. We have some new members, and we have some folks that maybe say, hey, look, that's a little much for me. We haven't shaken it all out yet, but I guarantee you the Freedom Caucus is alive and well, and we're going to continue to fight in Congress for the little guy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and you guys have delivered on every single promise that you've made, and you're fighting for the American people, and we can't ask much more than that. Congressman, just a few moments ago, we heard this back and forth between President Biden and Peter Ducey from Fox News Channel about these classified documents, not the ones that were found in the Penn Biden Center that was financed by the Chinese, but in his garage. Take a listen to this, Congressman.
Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
But anyway, was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week.
Okay, so Congressman, you heard of it. He just rambles on from there. It seems like Biden is more concerned about his Corvette than the fact that there were classified documents in his garage at his house.
Yeah, let's set the context here, Todd. The president of the United States, which is not what Joe Biden was when apparently he stored these classified documents in his garage. The president of the United States is the classifier and declassifier of everything. No one else. And so Joe Biden had no authority whatsoever to classify or unclassify documents. And by the way, every single, as a guy who held a top secret security clearance for over three decades, every one of us knows that if one of those classified documents in your care is mishandled, misstored, whatever you want to call it, out of the chain of custody, you're going to jail. That's what we all know. And so this is a very, you know, look, it's another day where we wake up in America and you see two standards of justice, one for those who are connected, who say the right things to the right people, and one for the rest of us who live in fear of our government. You know, President Biden had no problem out there, excoriating former President Trump for what he calls, you know, the mishandling of classified documents or the irresponsible way in which they are taken care of. I remind everybody that the archivist and the federal government at large knows every document that President Trump has. They have an argument over whether he should have it or not. But here's what they don't have, Todd. They don't have an argument over how it's stored because it's stored in a secure compartmentalized information facility. That's the long version of SCIF. That's where those documents are stored across the federal government. That's where they are seen. That's where they are read. That's where they are reviewed. And that's where they must be maintained unless you have courier orders to remove them. And so it's apples and oranges in the way that that both presidents are being treated. One is being persecuted, essentially set up for an argument. The other one has broken the law for apparently about 6 years now, and now the mainstream media wishes that you will just forget about it and act like it didn't happen. At the same time, you're supposed to demand that they throw the former president in jail over a dispute.
And Congressman, the media is now qualifying this. Well, it was just a handful. It wasn't a lot of documents. But it doesn't matter. I read 18 U.S. Code, Section 1924. It says nothing about just a smidge. We're talking about there's a five-year prison sentence and a fine and or a fine for every violation of this law.
Well, that's a great point, Todd. But the other point is, which I made yesterday across the media, is why are we taking their word for it, right? We're taking Joe Biden, the Democrats, the left, and the leftist media's word for it that it was just a certain number of documents, and we were taking their word for it, and then we find out today, oh, wait, there's more. Why aren't we taking the same SWAT team's word for it, the same SWAT team that went down to Mar-a-Lago and went through the President of the United States, the First Lady's underwear drawer and his son's sock drawer? Why aren't we taking their word for it? Here we go again, taking, the fox is guarding the hen house, and we're all supposed to be comfortable with whatever they say the truth is. They are known liars, they are habitual liars, and they will do anything to further their cause, including violate the law. And I think it's pretty clear right now, somebody has violated the law. I'm not saying it's the president. I don't know if it was or not. Maybe somebody that doesn't like him put them in his garage next to his Corvette. I don't know. But somebody broke the law, and there darn well ought to be an investigation, and not by Merrick Garland, because there's a slight bit of a conflict of interest there, and somebody needs to be accountable and brought to justice.
Got to. We have to mandate that happen. And then the timeline, and you do wonder, again, this was happening right before the midterm elections. Was this information suppressed to make sure that the Democrats gained ground in the midterm elections?
Yeah, once again, they knew about it before the elections and then didn't inform anybody until, weeks and weeks later. And we're supposed to, again, continue to trust these people that they have, the law is foremost in their mind and following the law and being forthcoming and so on and so forth. President Trump has never been anything but forthcoming. He invited these people into his home and into the skiff to search it, to ask and look for anything they wanted, and yet they roll in with with all the federal agents and the lights flaring and the spectacle of it all. Yet because Joe Biden says the right things and is a nice guy, we're supposed to just take their word for it. I wonder what other criminals we're supposed to take their word for that they didn't do it or they didn't mean it or because they comb their hair nicely and shave. That they can just continue to violate the law. We either have one standard that we all live under. Hillary Clinton famously is out there saying, and all Democrats for that matter, no one is above the law. Well, we agree with them, but it seems like every time there's a question of the law, they're the ones that think they're above it.
Congressman Scott Perry, chairman of the House Reading Caucus on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, another big thing that you guys are doing, this select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government. I loved what you wrote on Twitter. You said American citizens should not live in fear of their government.
That's exactly how it's supposed to be. And let's face it, we're all living in fear, and every day we're told, by the mainstream media, it didn't happen. It's your exaggeration. You're a conspiracy theorist. And then on the next day, some billionaire that buys the company provides all the information that we were pretty sure was true, but couldn't prove it. How many more times do we have to prove that the federal government is using the instruments of its power and contracting the instruments of outside power to suppress and violate American civil rights? And once again, who is going to be accountable for that, and when is this going to happen? This is the first step, Todd. We've got a long way to go. Let's face it, there's a whole lot of rocks to look under, and there's a whole bunch of snakes and rats under these rocks and wood piles, and we got to ferret every single one of them out. And again, it's all about accountability. America is a place where the government serves the people, not the other way around.
Well said. And Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Appreciate your great work. We're going to be following this every single day. I think this is probably one of the most important things you guys can do is expose this evil that has been allowed to fester inside the federal government.
Without a doubt. God bless you, Todd, for thanks for shining the light on it every single day. Thank you, sir.
All right, Congressman Scott Perry, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. The House Freedom Caucus fighting the good fight for us every single day. And as you saw during that vote for McCarthy, they don't back down until they get what they want. And that's how you negotiate. That's how it's done. And if the Republicans can learn anything from the Freedom Caucus, it's that very issue. All right, we got to take a break here. Opening up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And I know he mentioned Hillary Clinton and why they didn't, the FBI didn't, you know, raid Hillary's house and go into her bedroom. And the same thing with Joe Biden. They didn't want to do that. In fairness to the FBI, I mean, nobody wants to be the agent having to rummage around in those drawers, if you know what I mean. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Before we do that, though, I want to get your take on this story out of South Carolina. Congressman Joe Wilson, who, by the way, is a conservative guy. He's a good and decent guy, member of the House of Representatives. And Congressman Wilson is wanting to put a statue, a bust of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in the U.S. Capitol building at taxpayer expense. The congressman introducing a resolution. This is from Newsweek. The resolution calls for the House of Representatives to direct the Fine Arts Board to obtain a bust of the President of Ukraine and display that in a suitable permanent location in the House of Representatives. By the way, that's the, or, you know, if you ever wonder who's the decorator over at the U.S. Capitol, well, it's those guys, the Fine Arts Committee. The congressman's resolution not getting much support among his own party. Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG, says, absolutely not. We serve America, not Ukraine. Congressman Andy Biggs tweeting, there is now a House resolution that seeks to put up a display of Zelensky's head in the U.S. Capitol building. Was the $100 billion we've already sent to Ukraine not enough? And that's a legitimate question. By the way, Zelensky is overseeing a sham of a government. It is incredibly corrupt. And Zelensky, by the way, Zelensky is not a fan of religious liberty and freedom. And we know that he has been shutting down any religious denominations that he doesn't agree with. So I'm wondering, why do we want to put a statue of that guy up in the U.S. Capitol? Why do we want to spend even more tax dollars on Ukraine? 844-747-8868. Do you agree or disagree? Should we be putting a statue or a bust of Ukraine's president in the United States Capitol? I think the Bible said something about bowing down and worshiping to golden idols. Didn't turn out very well. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. We're going to start in Eads, Tennessee. Mike is listening to us on KWAM, our flagship radio station. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Good to talk to you again. Speaking of the Freedom Caucus, I don't know if you're familiar with this Andy Roth, R-O-T-H. He's in charge of the State Freedom Caucus. They're trying to get this thing going at the state levels. And he is really frustrated. I've heard him on TV and other radio shows. He's very frustrated because he's not having much luck, basically. And two of the states he mentions are the biggest problem are Alabama and right here, Tennessee, because he's gone to the state reps and he can't get anybody to support this organization. He's finding there's just not many conservatives at the state level that, and he's getting a lot of pushback and he's not getting any backing. And I think it's a real problem. Because we've got to change things from the local and the state level.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, Mike. I have a lot of friends in Mississippi, and they're part of the Mississippi House Freedom Caucus there, and they're doing some pretty important work, and they're calling out members of their own party, because just like in Mississippi, or rather in Tennessee and Mississippi, those are legislatures that are strongly controlled by Republicans. And they get more blowback from their fellow Republicans than they do the Democrats, and especially in this area. It's really a Memphis suburb for our national audience, DeSoto County. You've got, a quarter million people that live in that area, and the Republicans in charge there are, I would say, moderate Jeb Bush-style Republicans, and, man, do they hate the House Freedom Caucus guys. Can't stand them.
Exactly, and that's what's so frustrating. You had a caller earlier saying he's just – We've called our representatives, we've called our congressmen and senators, and I'm starting to feel hopeless again about it. I've written and called till I'm blue in the face, and these people are not getting the message. And until some of the state reps and the local reps get the message, I don't see how we're going to progress at all.
Well, you have to do your homework, Mike, and it's really imperative that you guys on the state level, the local level, are sending people to the state house that are actually true conservatives. And that's the problem, is that they're on the state level, there just aren't many people giving out those report cards to say, hey, voter, this person says they're a conservative, but here's how they voted on these issues. And if you don't have that kind of information, it's really easy to inadvertently send a rhino to your state house.
Yeah, I think we've sent way too many of them to our.
So are they? So this guy Andy Roth, he's with the Freedom Caucus here in the state of Tennessee. Is that right?
No, it's called the State Freedom Caucus, and he's going from state to state, basically trying to get the Freedom Caucus going in each state, and he's getting pushback from Republicans in the states, especially here in Tennessee.
Well, I wish I could tell you I was surprised by that, but trust me, living in the Memphis area, I can tell you not many conservatives in this part of the country.
Oh, I know. It's just frustrating.
But we're working on it. We're trying to convert people. You got to just help us out, Mike. You got to help us out.
All right, Todd.
All right.
Good talk.
All right. Likewise. Take care. No, it's true. I never imagined in a million years that there would be so many moderate Republicans at the state and local level in places like Tennessee and Mississippi. But that's just the way it goes. And by and large, and this is one of the reasons they don't want those Freedom Caucuses organizing on the state level, because they know that when the people find out that they're really not a conservative, they're going to be booted from power. And the sad reality is, in a lot of these cases, you're better off having a Democrat than one of these rhinos, because you never know how the rhino's going to vote. They're going to wake up one day, they're going to be conservative. You wake up the next, they're going to be voting with the Democrats. So my philosophy in that instance is you're better off with a Democrat, because at least they're going to be honest with you. And it's sad to say, but it's true. Speaking of honesty, coming up a little bit later on, we're going to weigh in on this George Santos situation. Do you have a problem with this guy? I mean, he has lied literally about everything. Literally everything, from his birth to his parents to whether or not he's gay or not, and nobody still knows the answer to that question, whether or not he went to college, where he worked. And now apparently he was telling people he was a championship volleyball player. Even that turned out to be a lie. So my question is, and let's put Biden aside, because we know Biden and the Democrats lie a lot, but what about Republicans? Are we willing to give this guy a pass, George Santos? 844-747-8868. That's our phone number. We'll be right back, America. All right, welcome back, America. Good to have you with us on the Todd Starnes radio program. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this show, great American patriot, and he's kicking some butt up on Capitol Hill. He's our friend Congressman Thomas Massie. And Congressman, I want to read this headline from the Washington Post talking about the committee you're going to be on, the most contentious committee in the new Congress. That's what the Washington Post says.
Well, I've been the most contentious member of Congress a few times, so maybe that's appropriate.
This is true. It's a good point.
I mean, I hope people have a little bit of trust in me. I, I don't trust any of my colleagues, and nobody should trust any of us up here. But if they'll give me a little bit of runway, I think I can uncover some stuff in this using, you know, this committee and the resources given to us to show that three-letter agencies have been weaponized against the American people.
And let's talk about the work that you guys are going to be doing. The official title, the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. In what ways has the federal government been weaponized against we the people?
Well, I think the worst ways we don't know yet, may not know yet, but just as some examples, the FBI targeted moms and dads who were going to school board meetings using their counterterrorism unit. That wasn't appropriate, in my opinion. And we've had, you know, people say, well, private companies, they're not constrained by the First Amendment or all the other Bill of Rights. And that's correct. But when you have private companies and government getting in bed, dollars exchanged, direct email lines, special lines set up, in order for the government to suggest to social media companies which American citizens should be censored for their political speech, that's really dangerous. You've crossed the line and you are violating civil rights.
And we're not even talking about just the FBI agents now. One of the latest reports, I believe, coming out from the investigations of the Missouri AG is that they were actually, you had the White House calling for people like Tucker Carlson and Tommy Lahren to be censored on social media.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I guess you could say that's the, I talk about all the three-letter agencies. That would be the EOP, right? Executive Office of President. But you've got ATF, CDC, in addition to CIA, that go along with FBI, DOJ, pick your favorite three-letter acronym. Our jurisdiction is not going to be limited solely to the jurisdiction of the Judiciary Committee. Because this is a select subcommittee of the Judiciary Committee, one of the reasons it may be helpful to have it as a subcommittee of Judiciary, as opposed to some of these select committees that the Democrats set up when they were in charge, is that you will have legislative authority and authorization for spending authority contained in the parent committee. What I'm talking about is, you know, the Green New Deal Committee. Okay, they set that up. They waste some money. But at the end of the day, that committee had no purview over legislation or spending. Whereas because this is a select subcommittee within the Judiciary Committee, we can deauthorize or withhold funding for agencies if they don't comply with our request for information. And then after we got the information, we're already inside of the committee that can fix the laws.
It seems to me that there's a two-pronged issue here. Number one, of course, the government weaponized, you know, being weaponized against we the people. When you look at, for example, social media, they receive special government protections. And I'm wondering if there is, you know, what sort of consequences could people suffer? And it's early and you guys haven't launched your investigations yet, but is it against the law for the government to do what they've been accused of doing?
Well, if some of this is not against the law, it should be.
Yeah.
Because it's an aggression on our constitutional rights. And so there are laws, there are things that aren't forbidden by law that can be unconstitutional. And the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. So and if they're an anathema to the American, you know, way of living, then we should make sure it's not happening. So I think we're going to find a lot of that. I get, you know, there are a few examples out there already. Also, the way they spy on Americans, this is another example of where they say, well, we're following the law. Okay, you may be following the letter of the law. You're violating the spirit of law and you're violating the Constitution when you go into databases and search on American citizens using information that you collected in pursuit of foreign actors. Okay, it's a little bit convoluted, but we will uncover any way where the government has been weaponized against American citizens and infringing on their civil liberties.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Thomas Massie, one of the good guys up on Capitol Hill. Congressman, we're following these developments involving the classified documents. Another round, another batch has been discovered. What needs to be done there? What should Congress be doing?
These are very troubling revelations. There's obviously a double standard. Look at who they are using to leak this story out, bury the lead. There's same media that cultivated the Russian narrative. And by the way, this would not be, don't get upset with me, but the revelations about the mishandling of classified documents by the vice president, those aren't inside of our select subcommittee because basically, what happened there, that's government screwing up on its own or a failure of government, but it didn't result, as far as we know yet, in the infringement of civil liberties of Americans. One thing to keep in mind, Todd, what they've accused President Trump of is somewhat circular because the president has classification authority. The court has ruled that it's all vested within the president. None of that is vested within the vice president.
Right.
And so if there are classified documents within Biden's office, as you know, his office as vice president, if Barack Obama did not declassify those, then that's a clear violation of the law and distinct from the situation with President Trump.
And again, just the timing, it's all suspect. They just happened to find these a few days before the election, and nobody, you know, none of it went public. It was all kept quiet. It really does make you wonder if something else is going on here and if someone is laying the groundwork for Biden to be removed and give Democrats cover.
You know, when the election didn't turn out to be a giant red wave, when it barely put us in the majority, a lot of people, conservatives were sad. I recognize it would give us an opportunity in the House for conservatives to actually get some concessions, which we have been able to do here in the first week or two. But it also created an issue for Democrats. Just a week before the election, I started to see stories coming out where they were going to blame Biden for a massive red wave. And I think in their timeline of events, they were going to use the midterm election. The Democrats is the day in this sense. The Democrats were going to use a big red wave to show Biden the door and to say, this is why you can't run again. Well, that didn't happen. So they've got to find another reason to show Joe Biden the door. And this may be it.
It's going to be fascinating to watch all of this unfold. And Congressman, I know your time is tight this morning, and we really appreciate you taking a few moments for the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Todd. I hope your listeners have a great weekend, and stay tuned. This select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government has the ability, has the resources, and has the jurisdiction to uncover the abuse of government that we know is going on.
All right. Congressman, again, thank you. Congressman Thomas Massie from the great state of Kentucky. Folks, this is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, a couple of big breaking news items to share with you. First of all, one of urgency for our listeners in Alabama and also in Mississippi and Kentucky, where some pretty violent tornadoes are breaking out. And just moments ago, a giant tornado slammed into Selma, Alabama, right through the heart of the city. We're being told there is significant damage. And the National Weather Service asking people to stay out of the area. We're going to have some video and images up on our website momentarily. But you want to be very careful. A lot of unstable weather out there affecting a good chunk of our listening audience. So you guys be safe and pay very close attention to your local radio station. Those guys and gals sitting behind the microphones are going to keep you safe and your family safe during the storms. All right. As we were talking to Congressman Massie, breaking news coming from our nation's capital. And I will say I'm surprised by this. But the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, has announced that a special counsel will be formed to investigate President Biden. Take a listen.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of Robert Herr as a special counsel pursuant to Department of Justice regulations governing such matters. In keeping with those regulations, I have today notified the designated members of each House of Congress of the appointment. I'm joined today by John Lausch, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, who conducted the initial investigation into the matter that I will describe today. I'm here today to announce...
All right, there you go, folks. That is the Attorney General just moments ago. Now you're saying, Todd, what does all of this mean? Well, it means Biden is in hot water. And it's not because Merrick Garland has had some sort of a come-to-Jesus moment. It has everything to do with something we talked about in the early hour of this program. The Democrats want Biden out. They want him gone. They realize the party is in disarray. They know where the economy is going. They know how much people are paying for a dozen eggs in California. They know that things are bad and things are going to get worse. And they know that Joe Biden is not the guy to lead their party. They've got to get rid of him. This could very well be the tool that does it. And that's why they're launching this investigation. That's why the deep state has now been mobilized to go after Joe Biden. Now, the question is, where is all this going to lead? Will Biden resign from office? Is he going to stand his ground here? Because it's really black and white. Unless Barack Hussein Obama went out there and declassified all this information and then let Biden have it, the guy's guilty as charged. And he admits his guilt. It doesn't matter if it was an accident or not. And I don't believe it was an accident. There was something in those documents. And we need to know what that information is. But we can't because it's classified. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to tell you about our friends over at Newsmax. I've become such a big fan of Newsmax. I'm also a contributor for Newsmax TV. As a matter of fact, I'll be on later this afternoon with Chris Salcedo. Hope to see you there. But Newsmax has some big news. They're promoting an incredible book written by our friend David Horowitz called The Final Battle. And this final battle actually reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats, the woke culture, a new generation destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Now, David Horowitz says the plan is to take over schools, churches, and the military. And this week, you need to be watching David Horowitz on Chris Salcedo's show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. And Horowitz, by the way, names names in his book. That's why you got to read it. Now, you might say, well, okay, how can I get the book for free? Well, we got a way. We have ways. Here's what you need to do. You're going to be able to get the book in bookstores everywhere. But if you want to get it free, all you have to do is go to finalbattle611.com. That's finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com and get your free copy today. All right, I got a question for you. What would you do about George Santos? The guy's a Republican. The Republican edge in the House of Representatives is slim, which is why Kevin McCarthy didn't boot the guy or tell him to get out of there in the first place, because McCarthy needed his vote. Now McCarthy doesn't need his vote. Well, for right now, he doesn't need his vote. And McCarthy is suggesting that there could be some wiggle room here to give Santos the heave-ho. He's already run afoul of his fellow Republicans in New York. Now, Santos, the lies this guy was telling, unbelievable. And look, I know some of you are out there saying, well, until they do something about Joe Biden and his lies, it's okay to have George Santos up on Capitol Hill lying himself. Do you believe that? Or do you believe it is time for the Republicans to disown this guy? I mean, he lied about everything. As a matter of fact, our friends over at New York Magazine, we don't have many friends over there, but they actually catalog all of the known lies told by George Santos. First of all, he lied about where he went to high school. He also lied about where he went to college and whether or not he graduated with a degree. He also lied about working on Wall Street. He said he worked at Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, but both companies tell the New York Times they have no record of this guy working at their companies. And the lies, by the way, were not hard to figure out because Santos said he worked in Citigroup's real estate wing in the 2010s, even though the bank sold off that division when Santos was allegedly in high school. After Santos was sworn into Congress, the Times obtained a copy of his resume claiming he graduated in the top 1% of his class at Baruch and earned an MBA at NYU and was able to double the revenue on the project he worked on at Goldman Sachs, even though he never did any of that at all. When Santos first ran for Congress in 2020, he filed a disclosure showing a salary of $55,000 working for an investment company. Soon after that run, he started working at a Florida investment firm called Harbor City Capital, which was accused in April of being a Ponzi scheme. Jeez, Alou. He's what a Bernie Madoff wannabe. Unbelievable. Santos was not accused of wrongdoing by authorities. The following month, he incorporated his own company, DeVolder. And in an interview, he said he helped rich people buy expensive toys. Well, there you go. But financial disclosures from his 2022 congressional campaign claimed he made between $3.5 million and $11 million from the company before it was dissolved last year. A lot of people are wondering, okay, how do you go from $55,000, and by the way, a guy unable to pay his rent, he was served eviction papers, how do you go from making $55,000 a year to $11 million? How do you do that in a legitimate way? He also lied about founding an animal charity. He claims he had a foundation called Friends of Pets United, claims he's saved 2,500 dogs and cats, but there are absolutely no records of that anywhere, not even on social media. A lot of people saying, hey, what's the deal with this guy's marriage? Santos was married to a woman, and he divorced the woman in 2019, announced he was gay and married, but there's no record of him ever getting married in New York or anywhere else. And if you noticed, when he was sworn in, he was not wearing a wedding ring. So Mr. Santos now says that he is very much gay. I'm not sure what that means. Oh, he also said his mother's death was related to 9/11. That turned out not to be true. Said his grandma was a Holocaust victim. Again, not true. He said he was Jewish. That turned out not to be true. We could go on and on and on here. So what do you think here, folks? Should this guy get the heave-ho, or should we just turn the other cheek? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
There's an interesting survey here. This is, it's from a group called Casinos. I've never heard of this group before, but it's a fascinating little survey they put together. It turns out that car salespeople are more trusted than members of Congress. That's right, folks. According to their survey, you actually trust car salesmen more than you trust somebody who is representing you in the halls of Congress. And I'm not really surprised by that at all, which is why I'm curious about your take on George Santos from New York. A lot of conversations on Capitol Hill today as we're sort of peeling back all of these lies. And a lot of people are saying, well, what's the big deal? The Democrats lie. So if the Democrats can have liars in public office, why can't Republicans? Other people say, well, Stearns, what's the big deal here? Everybody lies. Even Republicans lie. Yes, I get that. But do they lie about everything? Do they lie about who their parents were, or where they were born, or whether or not they're gay or straight or whatever? Because Santos has not been honest about anything. My question will be, how do we even know the guy's a Republican? I mean, he's lied about everything else. The guy said that he was Jewish before he said he really was not Jewish. He was Jew-ish, as if I was Southern-ish. In response to that, he actually told the New York Post, I never claimed to be Jewish. I'm a Catholic, but I'm Jew-ish. I mean, come on. By the way, the guy just looks like a sleazeball. I don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but something's not right there. Santos is 34 years old, we think. He was born in Queens, we think, which is, by the way, one of New York's wealthiest congressional districts. So the guy's facing a lot of investigations here, but I'm not sure he's done anything illegal, unless he's lied to the feds about something. But anyway, even his own Republican delegation in New York have said, yeah, dude, you need to back up. We don't want to hang out with you. We don't know who you are. So people are calling for Santos to be removed. Others are calling for him to resign. Others say, what's the big deal? Who cares as long as he represents the district? And I'm curious to know what you think about that. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Let's go to the phones. Fred in North Carolina, what say you?
I say I don't even know if the man is an American. Is he a spy? We don't know anything about him except his name. We don't even know that that's true. And I'm curious if there's an ethics committee that can investigate him legally and require him to answer questions and prove who he is.
Fred, I'm with you. None of this makes sense. This guy comes out of nowhere. He's got millions and millions of dollars when just a few years ago he couldn't even pay his rent. It doesn't add up. I want to know who's funding this guy, who's bankrolling this guy, and if he's who he really says he is.
I agree.
All right, Fred, appreciate the call. What say you, America? 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, just a few moments ago, the breaking news out of Washington, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, announcing that he is appointing a special counsel to investigate President Biden. Let's take a listen to the Attorney General.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of Robert Herr as a special counsel pursuant to Department of Justice regulations governing such matters. In keeping with those regulations, I have today notified the designated members of each House of Congress of the appointment. I'm joined today by John Lausch, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, who conducted the initial investigation into the matter that I will describe today.
So did the President have knowledge that he was in possession of these classified documents? Did he himself do it? What did somebody else do it? Because whoever did it is breaking the law. And we shared with you the official U.S. code, 5 years in prison for every violation plus a fine. We know of at least 10 documents that were discovered in the Penn Biden Institute at the University of Pennsylvania's D.C. office. And by the way, that's being funded by $54 million in Chinese money. We don't know how many documents were discovered in the Biden garage next to the Corvette, but Peter Ducey from Fox News asked about that earlier today.
Classified material next to your Corvette? What were you thinking?
I'm going to get a chance to speak on all this, God willing, soon. But as I said earlier this week, people, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage, okay? So it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
But anyway, it was in a locked garage.
Yes, as well as my Corvette. As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review. As part of that process, my lawyers reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night. They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document. So you're going to see, we're going to see all this unfold. I'm confident. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
Well, the Biden press conference ought to be very interesting to watch later today. But why couldn't the president just right then and there? He talked about wanting to be transparent. Just go ahead and be transparent. There was nobody stopping him except for his handlers. And, of course, Biden does tell us in his defense that when he goes off script, something bad happens to him. So Congressman James Comer, who is chairman of House Oversight, says we've got some big problems here. And we're talking about this is not about primetime conservative news ratings. This is not about tit for tat. This is about national security. Because that Biden Center in Washington, D.C. got more than $54 million from anonymous accounts in China. This is according to Congressman Comer. He says, why is China such a prevalent role in the Biden income streams? It's something that we've got to investigate. Congressman Comer goes on to say, who all from China was wandering around in that building where all of the classified documents were being held? Those documents, by the way, involving Iran, the Ukraine, and the UK. Comer also shared that House Republicans fear the Biden administration is compromised because of the millions of dollars they've received from China. And he also wants to get a handle on what those documents about Ukraine were all about. That's a country where Biden's son Hunter has been alleged to have had and facilitated shady dealings. Remember Hunter Biden on the board of directors of Burisma, and he has absolutely no professional career background in the gas industry. Maybe he went to Taco Bell. I don't know. Could be. Comer goes on to say there are a lot of questions we have about Ukraine, a country that we all hope defeats Russia. But at the end of the day, there are a lot of suspicious activities between the Biden family and Ukraine that need to be answered. Well, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Johnny in North Carolina wants to weigh in on Santos. Hey, Johnny, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad to do it.
We appreciate what you do, man. Hey, yes, first off, I don't have any problem with disenfranchising Mr. Santos just from his lies, but my question is, on what charge? And by that, I mean, do you want to call him down for lack of skill in lying? Because that seems to be part and parcel of being a congressman or a politician these days. I watched Tom Tillis from North Carolina, who was our senator. I watched him stand on a stage in Charlotte with Donald Trump, and he came off like the conservative's conservative. And then this year, he voted for the Disrespect for Marriage Act. In fact, he was one of the two that put it over the top, along with our other senator, Burr, that we managed to get rid of just now. I think he was trying his best to stay out of jail because he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar telling people that COVID wasn't going to be that bad. At the same time, he was selling everything he owned in the stock market and going short. I mean, it seems to be that anymore our politicians are professional liars, and I'm wondering what is the difference with this guy?
You know, Johnny, I really don't think there is a difference. I mean, to be honest with you, and I think you laid out your argument pretty well there, that many of these Republicans already in office have been telling even bigger lies to their constituents. So maybe, yes, just maybe it's up to the good people of his congressional district. I just, but again, I think there's a difference between policy and personal. And the fact that he would lie about who he was and who his parents are, how does he go from $55,000 a year to $11 million in the bank? I got questions about that.
Yeah, before he was even elected.
Again, look, I get it. John McCain lied to the American people with Obamacare. Thumbs down on C-SPAN for all the world to see. I get it. But at some point, you just have to draw a line in the sand and say, I mean, come on here. Who is this guy? Is he even a Republican? And as one previous caller asked, is the guy even an American citizen? Fair question, I guess.
Well,
all right,
yeah.
Johnny, they're all just a bunch of liars, aren't they?
It sure seems that way. I'm so disgusted with a whole bunch of them right now. It's disgusting.
You and me both, my friend. You and me both.
Yes, sir.
All right, Johnny,
well, appreciate
you.
I'll have a great weekend.
All right, you too now. Take care. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, you folks have built MyPillow into an incredible company, thanks to you. And now Mike Lindell, who is a friend of this program, wants to give back to listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program. MyPillow is now offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel sets, even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. That's not a bad deal at all. So go ahead and place your orders now at MyPillow.com/Stearns. That's MyPillow.com/Stearns. You can also give them a call, 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. Now, my last name, Stearns, is going to be gold for you. It's the promo code. You're going to get great discounts, but you got to be sure to use my promo code, Stearns. Again, MyPillow.com/Stearns. We'll be right back. They're saying that the damage in around Selma, Alabama is severe. And we're also getting reports now of injuries as a result of this massive tornado. And they can't really guesstimate the size just yet, but it is pretty significant. We're hearing catastrophic damage across some parts of that area. Alexander City, also in the crosshairs, but Selma looks like they took a direct hit. And 17,000 people live there. Mayor's office says emergency response teams are on the ground providing assistance. We're hearing it could be bad in Nashville as well. This is a massive storm system. Missed us here in Memphis. We're just getting the rain and the cold weather. But it's not looking good for you folks across parts of Kentucky, Middle Tennessee, and now Alabama. If you're out there, you see the storm damage, give us a call. We'd like to hear from you. And whatever you do, stay safe. Saw some video of a bunch of good old boys over in Alabama standing in a field, and the tornado's bearing down on them. And they finally figured, oh, we better run. We better get out of it. You got to put down the beer, fellas, and get down to the storm shelter. You don't want to be messing around with those storms. All right, this is some bizarre audio that's making the rounds. There is a mom out there. She's very upset because her school will not enroll her daughter as a boy. Take a listen.
The school district now is a freaking nightmare. I go to enroll my child, and my kiddo is standing right there. I hand them the birth certificate, and I say, see right here, this is his sex. He is a boy. He goes by he, him. I had no issues at his past school, and I don't expect to have any issues here. And I swear, it was like Karen, the transphobic secretary, was just waiting on us that day. She said she wouldn't put my child in the school system as his name because it has to match a birth certificate. But again, had no issues at the last school. I told her I absolutely would not enroll my child as a female. And she said, you will and you are. She enrolled my child as a female, then sent mail to my house with my child's dead name on it. At this point, my child is supposed to start school on Monday and is enrolled in the system as a female. Every single teacher in the school knew about my child, and the students were told a little girl was coming to class.
All right, I want to say a few things about this woman. First of all, she's a nut. Number two, she is abusing her child. So if you've got a transgender child and you are you are embracing this idea that little boys can become little girls or little girls can become little boys. That is child abuse. And quite frankly, somebody needs to be calling Child Protective Services on this mom and get that child the heck out of that house. That mom's a nut job. That's all there is to it. Thank goodness we've got groups like Libs of TikTok out there that are exposing this kind of nonsense. What gets me is this woman thinks that she's going to be generating sympathy by putting all of this nonsense on social media. And by the way, she's got the crazy eyes. You got to watch the video. We've got it up on our website. She's got the crazy eyes. This woman's a nut job. And she has no business having a child anywhere in her household. And all I can say is good for that school, and we don't know much about the school, but good for that school for refusing to play along with this nonsense. Now, I know there are a lot of you out there, and especially in the Christian world. Now, Todd, Jesus says that we have to practice pronoun hospitality. We have to, that's what Jesus would do. No, Jesus would rebuke that mom. Because we all know that God created male and female. Everything else was created by Facebook, and they don't count. So I say good for this school district for standing their ground and refusing to allow this woman to facilitate a lie on this child. And it just breaks my heart, ladies and gentlemen, because these are boys and girls who either need therapy or they just need to go through whatever phase they're going through in life. How many times have we heard stories about these kids going out there having these surgeries only to realize after their parts have been chopped off, oops, it was just a phase. So ladies and gentlemen, as we go to break here, do you agree or disagree? These parents that are coddling and advancing this notion of transgenderism, do you keep the kids in that household or do you pull them out? 844-747-8868. It's child abuse in my estimation, folks. Child abuse. We'll be right back, America. So, by the way, if you're following these rapid developments coming out of the White House now, the Attorney General announcing a special counsel to investigate Biden. Now, Biden originally said, don't know anything about it, never had any documents, never handled any classified documents. I don't know anything. Well, now all of a sudden, Biden is saying, oh, yeah, we had the documents, but they were in my garage. They were right next to my Corvette. So how did that happen? So we're waiting for the White House press briefing, and we will try to dip into some of that coverage once that briefing happens. I'm watching the live feed right now. There's just an empty podium there. No, it is a literal empty podium. Not that KJP is an empty. No, she's just not there yet. So, all right. Hey, while we're waiting, let's go to the phones. 844-747-8868. Cindy is on the line. Cindy from New York. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Just want to give a shout out to all the tomboys out there.
The tomboys.
Tomboy. I was a tomboy growing up.
Is that right? So now tell me about growing up as a tomboy. You liked to climb the trees?
I had four older brothers, and I played with cars and trucks, and I wanted to play football instead of being in the kitchen with my mom and learning how to sew and bake. And so she was patient. She says, well, if you want to go play with them, don't come home crying to me. Of course I would. But I would rather be out front in the dirt driveway playing with my brother's Hot Wheels cars. And I'm glad that my parents never said, wow, she's weird. She's like a different gender.
So your parents never sat down and said, oh, you know, do you feel more comfortable being a boy?
No. They let me be a tomboy. And then I grew up and then I never... You just get over it.
Do you know how to sew and cook now?
Nope.
No, you still don't. Because you were outside playing with the Hot Wheels cars.
Yes. And, yeah. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all the tomboy girls out there that never got what they're doing to the kids today.
It's really child abuse, Cindy, and I know a lot of people don't like to use that word, but that's what it is.
It is, and that poor father that's trying to fight his ex-wife, can't remember his name.
I believe that was down in Texas where they're having that huge fight. It's and Cindy, again, let the kids be kids. We're trying to force them at a very small age, young age, and they don't understand anything, to make life or death decisions. And by the way, decisions that cannot be undone about their bodies.
I know, so sad. But anyway, I just want to give a shout out to all the tomboys.
All right. Cindy, what part of New York are you from?
Western New York, almost to Buffalo.
All right. Boy, you guys got buried in the snow. Are you guys finally back to normal?
They did.
Oh, but you guys didn't?
Nope.
Oh, good
I live
for
in
you.
The Finger Lakes. Yeah, Finger Lakes.
Oh, well, good for you, Cindy. All right. Well, thanks for calling, and thanks for listening. And, you know, Cindy raises a good point. A lot of these little girls who like to run around and you know, they have brothers, older brothers, and they roughhouse, play football, play baseball, and they grow out of it. It's called growing up. And there's nothing weird about it. There's nothing unusual about it. And yet now society and the sex and gender revolutionaries, they're out there ready to whack off the private parts of these kids and really scar them for life. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our good buddy Paul Shanklin sends us a couple of notes here. Todd, the reason why the FBI did not want to go and look through Joe Biden's house is no one volunteered to look through Joe Biden's Spanx collection. Well, that's a fair point there. We may get workman's comp out of it. I don't know. Maybe. Or at least a comp day. And then he goes on to say, in this case, the special prosecutor is a gift to Biden. That way he can just put off any hard questions. I'm curious what more news about this will get dropped on late Friday. And that's a great point, because as the administration is prone to do, they do these the file dumps on Friday afternoon, Friday night, thinking nobody's going to talk about it. It's not going to be in the news cycle. So I can trust you, Paul Shanklin. Our team is going to be all over this, like a pit bull on a pork chop. All right, let's go to Mary Lou in North Carolina, wants to weigh in on this transgender kid. Hi, Mary Lou. What's on your mind?
Hello, Todd. I was just listening about that poor kid that mother went off on about being the opposite sex and everything. I have two sons and a daughter. My daughter, when she was young, tended to be a little bit on the tomboy side. But let me tell you, she has grown up to be a wonderful woman, a wife, a mother, a grandmother. And if I would have been of that like mind way back then, she would have missed out. Everybody would have missed out on the wonderful woman she grew up as today. These poor kids that are being educated and brainwashed into this is so sad. It just breaks my heart for some of these kids. They don't have a choice, and the parents are who they look to for the support and the help, and these are being guided the wrong way.
Mary,
that's what I have to say.
Mary, I want you to think about something, Mary Lou. When you're a child growing up, there is a natural progression to things, and you sort of figure things out about life as you're growing up and your body is changing. Many times you have a mom or a dad there, and they sit down and have the talk with you, or in some cases they give you the Time Life series, and they say, here, go read about what's about to happen to you. Or in some cases, you learn about it on the playground, you know, with kids talking. But it's a natural progression. But what they're trying to do now, Mary Lou, is so heinous, because you've got these people in these schools and they are trying to confuse these kids, and they're trying to do it at a very, very young age. We're talking about 3, 4, 5 years old. That is child abuse, and it ought to be criminal.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, first of all, let children be children. Let them be who God created them to be. Let them have fun and be a child. They don't need to deal with this kind of stuff. There's too much in the world to deal with now. So why should parents do that to their children? It's terrible.
Mary Lou,
it's wrong.
it is terrible and it is wrong, and we've got a responsibility to make sure that's not happening in our local public schools. So, folks, wherever you are, and it doesn't matter if it's a big city or small town, this is going on everywhere. Call your local school and make sure that the teachers are not confusing the kids. Mary Lou, thanks for the call. And again, you know, we all grew up, we went to school, there were tomboys, and by and large, this is a female issue where the girls want to be the boys or whatever. I mean, yes, it goes the other way as well, but predominantly this is girls wanting to be boys. And in most cases, the kids just grow out of it. You know, it's just part of life. All right, we got to take a break here. We're waiting for the White House press secretary to come out. You know, she's probably under her desk weeping right now. Weeping. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, we're waiting for the White House press briefing, which should have happened already. But we suspect, and again, unconfirmed reports that KJP, that's Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House spokesgal, is in the fetal position under her desk, just whimpering. It's a very tragic situation there in the West Wing right now. But it's going to get ugly. And the reporters, the White House press corps, a lot of questions about the news coming down earlier, just what about an hour ago, that the Attorney General is launching a special counsel. You know, a lot of you folks on social media are just not buying any of this. You think there's going to be another shoe that's going to drop, that there's just something that doesn't make sense about all of this. By the way, Congressman James Comer coming out with some new statements saying that this Biden classified material deal is a whole lot worse than what former President Donald Trump is accused of doing. Quote, everything he accused President Trump of with respect to storage and handling and possession of classified documents, we now know that President Biden did the same thing, only worse, because they are in multiple locations and we really don't know what process was involved. None of this makes any sense. Some people are beginning to wonder, by the way, if Biden is being set up here. And again, our theory, working theory, is this could be the way the Democrats remove Biden from office. Comer goes on to say, we now know that President Biden did the same thing, only worse. He said they have not been transparent or truthful. And that's a very good point. That's why we're investigating the Biden family. We believe they are compromised because of the millions of dollars they're receiving from our enemies around the world. And by the way, we're giving Ukraine billions of dollars. You don't think the Ukrainians have some dirt on Biden? Comer goes on to say, if they did know when the first set of documents was found and didn't talk about the second, that's a huge problem because they're not being transparent with the American people. And the Biden administration has a history of covering up things. So we'll keep you updated on that. By the way, I haven't jumped into this Prince Harry story. The whole thing is just nasty. It's dirty. It's ugly. And we fought a war so that we didn't have to deal with any of those people. But Prince Harry is out with a new book. And in this book, he talks about things that he really should not be talking about in public, specifically about a situation involving his mother. And, well, cut number 9, please.
My was oscillating between extremely sensitive and borderline traumatized. The last place I wanted to be was Frostnipistan. I'd been trying some home remedies, including one recommended by a friend. She'd urged me to apply Elizabeth Arden cream. My mum used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger? It works, Harry. Trust me. I found a tube, and the minute I opened it, the smell transported me through time. I felt as if my mother was right there in the room.
Oh.
And I took a smidge and applied it down there.
Sweet Lord. That's Prince Harry from his book. I guess it's an audio version of the book. By the way, I thought I would enjoy doing the audio version of my book, my last book. Not that much fun. It's a lot of work doing this. I cannot believe this guy would look, that whole side of the whole group is messed up. But this guy married, what's her name, Meghan Markle, is that her name? There, she clearly wears the pants in that family, and she has clearly emasculated the husband. So anyway, they're a bunch of woke wannabes, and it's funny. They say they want their privacy all the while doing the interviews with Oprah and going out there and doing the magazine interviews and writing the tell-all books, but they want their privacy. And if you dare stand out and speak out, well, by golly, you're a horrible human being. So all that to say, God bless George Washington. God bless the Minutemen. That's all I can say. 844-747-8868, our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, at this point, you wonder if Corinne Jean-Pierre is even going to come out. I mean, I probably would have just resigned. Said, you know what? That's it. We're good. We're done for. MSDNC, give me my job. Give me a show. It doesn't matter what it is. I'll even do something with Al Sharpton. This coming in from The Blaze. The Army is now expanding pre-basic training weight loss programs as recruitment is struggling. So here's the problem. Nobody's joining the Army, and those who want to join can't join because they're too fat. And the Army says you got to lose weight. So now they're giving anybody who wants to join the Army 90 days to reduce their body fat percentage or raise their aptitude scores. The majority of applicants who have completed the program, 92% successfully advanced. Shouldn't we go back to the good old days? And what were the good old days? Well, when you had the meanest, biggest, baddest people in your military, in your army, and they were standing guard over your freedoms. Those are the kind of people that I miss. What say you? The Army's expanding with the program with four additional companies. They started at Fort Jackson in South Carolina. Now they're going to be starting at Fort Benning, which, by the way, I think is getting a name change. You know, they're getting rid of all the Confederate general names. They're getting a name change. General Gary Brito telling the Military Times the initial results of the Future Soldier Preparatory Course have been very encouraging and demonstrate the Army's unparalleled ability to unlock a person's true potential. And I guess so, because you got the drill instructor screaming at you, lose some weight, you lard butt. I mean, yeah, you're going to lose some weight, right? I would think so. So anyway, good luck there, and I'm glad to see the military doing away with some of the wokeness and getting back to the basics. All right, we were hoping to bring you the White House press briefing, but I don't think that's going to happen, at least not for now. They're almost, 45 minutes late, and again, I think the White House is trying to figure out the spin here because it's not good at all. I mean, what is there to say? Biden has been on the record attacking Donald Trump, calling the president irresponsible over the handling of the documents. And, well, let's go. Here we go.
You saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago. What did you think to yourself looking at that image?
How that could possibly happen? How anyone could be that irresponsible? And I thought, what data was in there that may compromise sources and methods? By that, I mean names of people who helped, or et cetera. And it's just totally irresponsible.
And you don't know.
And he said he didn't know. But it turns out he did know. And the question now is, how could Joe Biden be so irresponsible? What sort of information is in the documents that they found at the center and they found in the garage? And by the way, why did the FBI not raid the Biden home? They certainly raided President Trump's home, and President Trump had declassified all that information. So why did the FBI stand down here? Why did they treat Joe Biden differently than President Trump? We've got to get the answers to that. And I believe that the Republicans on Capitol Hill need to be calling the head of the FBI, the head of the Justice Department down to testify under oath and explain why they treated Biden differently than they treated Donald Trump. Well, look, we're going to have full-blown coverage tomorrow. A lot of analysis coming your way as we break down this investigation, what it could mean to the Biden administration. Is President Biden on the hot seat? Could he get the heave-ho? What would a President Harris administration look like? Or is it even too soon to be talking about that? Well, we're going to get into all of that tomorrow. In the meantime, be sure to check out ToddStearns.com. If you're in the southern states, be careful. A lot of bad weather, tornadoes dropping from the sky. In the meantime, we will see you tomorrow. Be good, America.